Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
You're in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. I want to get right to it while we have the time on the line. Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker Insider Reports brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Ross, how are you?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. How about yourself?
Ross, it's fun to talk to you here. Let's start with Odell Beckham Jr., the big trade last night. Giants GM Dave Gettleman, well, insisted the Giants didn't sign Beckham last year only to trade him, but, the season aligned, that obviously was not true. Why would you make this move if you're the New York Giants?
So, by the way, let me just say that's exactly what you should do if you're a guy like Gettleman. I mean, if you have a player on your team and you like him, or even if there's a chance you're going to trade him, you say you love him until the very second you trade him. Because what if you never get the offer that you want? Then it sounds, it makes the player feel less secure. It doesn't really help anybody. And by the way, you want any team that comes to you with a trade offer to know that you're not looking to trade them. So I have no problem with that. And honestly, guys, the only logical explanation at this point is that they really feel like this is addition by subtraction, and they feel like Odell is part of the problem rather than the answer. I'm not in that locker room. I've seen guys like Jeff Schwartz that play with him saying that he wasn't a problem, but clearly Pat Shurmur and Dave Gettleman felt like he was a distraction, felt like he was a problem. You know, he was on his best behavior last offseason. They give him the huge deal late August, right before the season starts. And then it wasn't even 2 months into the season that he's doing an interview with Lil Wayne complaining about Eli Manning. And look, whether he's right or not about Eli Manning, that's really not the type of guy, I think, in their mind, especially the Giants, like a old school blue blood franchise. That's really not the type of guy you want to be the face of your franchise. The type of guy that would go in an interview, not even tell you he's doing the interview, which, by the way, is a finable offense as an NFL player, and then criticize the quarterback publicly. It's just not what you're looking for. And maybe that's old school, and maybe Odell's new school, but you asked, I'm answering.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker joining us in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Ross, the two numbers we kept in mind through the entire Le'Veon Bell saga was $30 million and $45 million. The 30 that the Steelers offered him last season, the 45 what Todd Gurley got out of the Rams. Knowing what we know of those terms that the Jets have offered to Bell, was sitting out last season worth it?
No, I think it's really hard to argue that. And really, I don't even think the numbers that you submitted are even the right way to look at it. I would argue you have to look at even going back to 2017 and what he turned down, which was $30 million in the first 2 years, $42 million in the first three. Well, he played the first year of that on the franchise tag at 12.12. So he is going into the 2019 season $17.88 million in the hole from what the Steelers offered him back in 2017. And he had to take on the injury risk and the suspension risk of the 2017 season. Sat out last year. So he's already $18 million in the hole. He's getting $13 million a year from the Jets. The Steelers' offer was over $12 million a year back in 2017. So even after this third year, because it was $42 million in the first three, even after this third year, he's still going to be well behind where he should have been at this point. I just don't ever see him making that up.
Ross Tucker, our insider, radio.com, joining us here in the sports bar. Ross, I
Seems like yesterday. I remember you playing for the Buffalo Bills, and well, I'm sure you keep tabs on Buffalo. Brandon Bean, the general manager, said judiciously the Bills would spend in free agency, and I think, yeah, Brown, Beasley, Tyler Croft, Frank Gore, and then a lot of offensive linemen. Want to pick your brain on that. Mitch Morse, now the highest paid center in the league, Tyon Seke, Spencer Long, even a guard from the Raiders, John Feliciano. What do you make of all these moves that the Buffalo Bills have pulled off so far?
Well, first of all, let me just say, I played for five teams. Bills, by far my favorite and my wife's favorite of the five that we played for. And you can also talk to a lot of guys that play up there. They love it. You know, so I played for Redskins, Cowboys, Patriots, you know, the Browns. I played for some of the teams that get a lot of notoriety. My best experience, my favorite place to be, my favorite team was the Buffalo Bills. So it drives me crazy when these morons that have never even been to Buffalo, let alone played for the Bills, make fun of Antonio Brown when he's supposedly, you know, supposed to be going to Buffalo on a trade. That really bothers me. I don't like when people, and that's the way the world is, right? People mock what they don't understand. Love it up there. Love the college atmosphere. Love training camp at St. John Fisher there in Rochester. Rochester's awesome. Pittsburgh's awesome. So I just want to put that out there because that always bugs me this time of year. Love what the Bills have done. I'm glad they didn't get Antonio Brown. What they've done is really trying to give Josh Allen the best chance to have success and make a big leap in year two. He now has two reliable running backs, maybe even three if you include Ivory in the mix. They need to get a tight end. I've always liked Croft and what he brings to the table. You know, Morse, to me, that's a little rich for my blood, the money they gave him. He's a nice player, but he's gotten hurt a lot. I would have probably gotten a guy like Stefan Wisniewski for peanuts on the dollar that the Eagles decided not to pick up. But I love Nseki. Wait till you guys see Nseki. He is a stud. Now, he's like 33 already because he played like Arena League and all these crazy leagues. But for the next two or three years, I think he'll be a real good tackle for the Bills. So I like that. And then obviously getting him some easy completions with Beasley in the slot, as well as John Brown and Robert Foster to both now stretch the defense. You are putting the defense in a bind. I mean, with Foster and John Brown's speed, you better have two deep safeties, and then they might be able to pound it up inside with Shady and Gore.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker, our guest in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. All these moves designed to make Josh Allen better in his second season. If you're Josh Allen and you see your contemporaries, you see Baker Mayfield trade for Odell Beckham Jr., you see Sam Darnold acquire Le'Veon Bell, you turning a little green?
No, meaning in what way? That they're getting guys that you're not?
Well, that mean bigger names, guys that have proven talent in the league.
I don't think so. I mean, I think he probably looks at Odell Beckham Jr. and be like, man, it'd be nice to have that guy or Le'Veon Bell. But I don't know that either one of those guys are worth the money that they're getting. And I think Josh is smart enough to know that Cole Beasley's an established player. John Brown's an established player. You know, are they Odell Beckham Jr.? No. But they're also, to your point earlier, to your question earlier, there's a reason why Odell Beckham Jr. was traded. I mean, he just had a deal on August 27th, and he's already looking for a new contract now that he's been traded. I mean, the guy is a headache, and I'm not sure you would want to bring a guy like that to Buffalo and have his influence on a young quarterback like Josh Allen. I think Cleveland is a situation where his best friend Jarvis Landry's there, and so the Browns have faith that, you know, Jarvis Landry can kind of keep him focused and keep him on the straight and narrow.
Ross, when you look at the league, which team would you say has won free agency up until this point?
That's a tough one because usually the teams that spend the most the first couple days, you know, historically, a lot of those deals are deals that you look back on two or three years from now and you think, man, that didn't really work out for them. And you also think that most of the time these deals, it's either GMs or head coaches that know they're on the hot seat going into this year, or it's like year three, kind of like McDermott and Bean, and they think, hey, we gotta really show some improvement here in year three. You know, year three is you're lucky that your owner had the patience in year three to show what you can do. But I think these teams, Bob Quinn in Detroit, Mike Maccagnan with the Jets, even Brandon Bean and McDermott in Buffalo, I think that they're kind of going out of their way to make sure they make strides. I also think, you know, with the Jets and the Bills and the Browns, to a lesser extent, they are trying to take advantage of these guys being on their rookie contracts. So I like what those teams have done. I think in every instance, you could point to them perhaps overpaying a little bit. But the market is the market. I mean, the money is the money. If you're an above-average NFL starter and you hit free agency, life is a very, very good thing, and that's where these guys are at.
Ross, whose inactivity in free agency surprises you?
Pretty much nobody. I guess, maybe like a team where the GM's on the hot seat, like Jason Light in Tampa, but they just didn't have any cap space. You know, I mean, they were tied up against it. Most of the other teams that haven't done a whole lot, you know, like the Patriots, that's kind of their MO. I'll tell you what surprised me is that the Kansas City Chiefs have gotten rid of both Dee Ford and Justin Houston.
And Eric Berry as well.
Justin Houston was scheduled to make $15 million. Dee Ford franchise tag, $17 million. But to get rid of both of your edge rushers, like I can see one and be like, oh, we can't afford both these guys. But to get rid of both of them, I just don't see how they think that's taking a step towards beating the Patriots and going to the Super Bowl.
Few more minutes here with Ross Tucker, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, our guest. So much going on in free agency, almost lost in the mix. Today is Kyler Murray's pro day. Kyler Murray, what is your take on the quarterback? Are you buying Arizona's interest, or is this a smokescreen for the draft?
Yeah, I think they're going to draft him. I don't really see what the point of a smokescreen would be. I mean, they had the number one overall pick. I've heard people say, oh, he's just saying that so somebody trades up. Well, people are smart enough to know that if they really love Kyler Murray, you're not trading up. They're just going to take him. So you don't need to trade up to one to try to take Kyler Murray, unless you think there are other teams trying to do that. But, you know, Steve Keim, the GM for the Cardinals, saying Rosen's the quarterback for right now, I don't think that really throws you off the scent at all. I don't think that would make sense. I think he was, if anything, being honest or trying to drum up a trade market for Josh Rosen at some point. That was kind of bizarre to me that he did that. I think Kyler Murray goes number one. I think that Cliff Kingsbury wants to work with him. I think there are a lot of positive physical attributes. I compare him to Allen Iverson in the sense that he's so explosive, so quick, and such a baller that he kind of is an outlier and able to overcome being significantly undersized. I will say this, though. The interview questions and the interview dilemma is something to think about, because I saw him on the Dan Patrick show, and that couldn't have been worse, couldn't have been more awkward. So I don't need Charlie Casserly to tell me that there are some issues with his interviews. I saw it on TV.
Mm-hmm. Ross, we know you have a hard out. You're like Gene and I. You're a dad, and you've got things to do this afternoon. We know how busy you are. And now that we know that you have this love for Buffalo, well, we hope we can get you in the sports bar again real soon.
Anytime. Sports bar sounds awesome. It sounds a lot better than me taking my daughters to art class right now. I'm the world's worst artist, and they asked me to help them. I mean, I can't even cut stuff with scissors or trace or draw, but this is what they like, so let's go do it.
Have fun, man. Enjoy your time, and thank you so much for giving us some of yours this afternoon here on ESPN Rochester.
Absolutely. See you guys.
Ross Tucker. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Ross Tucker, Insider Reports, brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class.
A little shout-out, a little love for Rochester and Pittsford.
He's not wrong.
No.
He's not wrong.
No, it's like if you get players here and they experience it, how many players actually go away angry? Dante Whitner? Willis McGahee? Sure, we have examples, but even Stephon Gilmore went to New England, and yeah, he likes Buffalo. A lot of people that come through this area. Good talk.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. If you missed that or if you came in late, let's get that for you on demand shortly here at ESPNRochester.com, also the Radio.com app. Download it, and you can listen to it anytime, anywhere. Let's get to NFL appetizers. Of course, lots going on. It is a brand new NFL league year. Happy New Year, Gene!
Wow. Happy New Year to you, Danger.
All these deals become official. We'll try and run through as many of them as we can. NFL appetizers on the way next. Appetizers, as always, brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place. Making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com.
Public enemy number one in New York City. It's not James Dolan. It's Dave Gettleman. So the latest from the Giants today, the Jets, well, maybe they get the headlines with Le'Veon Bell. The Ravens were very busy. The Chiefs made a trade last night. The Raiders made a signing, a player that maybe the Bills were interested in. The Redskins made a cut, and Tyrod Taylor has a new home, and Eric Berry also gone. Whew. That and more.
454-ESPN is our phone number. If you want to join us here on the Sports Bar, pull up a stool at 454-3776. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester. The all-new ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24-7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On demand. Score stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.